What I share everywhere that I go, and first I wanted to thank Alan Dubois. He is a, I just want y'all to know this, he's a pioneer in the wellness community, because for attorneys, there's such a stigma related to being unhealthy, whether it's by mental health or by having a problem with any issue, that so many attorneys, including myself when I was younger, even though I was at a point in my career where I would have really could have used some resources, especially at a time when I went through a divorce and I had a loss, a couple of losses in my family, and people would come in and ask me how I'm doing, and I would always say, I'm doing fine, thank you very much. Alan Dubois is a pioneer in the sense that he is one of very few leaders we've had at the state level that have come and gotten elected to that leadership by sharing his complete story. He's been an inspiration to us. He's done so much for the recovery community at TLAP, in our mission, and many people in his life he's helped, and he's a great friend. I just wanted to commend him. I also want to share with you that this is such an important topic, because everyone here, and I say this to law students, and they don't believe it, but everyone here knows about the difficulties of balancing practicing law and being happy, healthy, and having kind of the ideal life that you intended to have. We all went to law school because we wanted to have an important, meaningful, somewhat adventurous, and rewarding career. And unfortunately, what got us to law school also is something that keeps us almost enslaved in our practice, because we're so good at committing our lives to